Well, Wayne, tell us a little bit about the changes that you see in baseball and where you think it's headed.
I can't say it's heading, you got me? I'm not sure if it's heading the right way. It ain't gonna go back, I know that. But it's, you got video men, which ain't nothing wrong with video, showing these guys how to hit and how to pitch and make sure you do your arm a certain way. And we got eight coaches. Like I say, good coaches. But when you get to the big leagues, they can help you, but not that much. You got coaches, takes you down to the cage, hit infield, and stuff like that. And that's the name of the game. And this blocking the plate, I know it's been going on for at least 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, is it was brought up, you block the plate, catcher's got the all that material. You ain't gonna get hurt. The runner is. And like I say, they should know how to slide into the guy, not trying to fight him off and stuff like that. And same way with the hitting infield rehab, and when they do the video stuff, they gonna say, you wanna go by, you know, how to recall it and all that stuff. And I said, they got the umpires, they gonna make mistakes, everybody makes mistakes. But 90% of the time, the umpire who makes the call is right. Very rarely, you know. You don't have to put your foot on top of the bag. You can hit it with your toenail or something like that.
Yeah.
And when you throw the second base from the pitcher, if he takes it and throws the shortstop, he takes the ball, sidesteps it, throws the first. Then they had a recall. Then they said the guy in shortstop or second base didn't touch the bag. Well, I was brought up, all you got to do is take the ball from the pitcher, and you don't have to, when you throw, you touch the bag as you go by. Unless, you know, then they say, well, he didn't stay there long enough or something like that. Now you got to slide in a certain second base, a certain way, you know. In other words, we know he don't want to hurt these guys, but at least knock them down. In other words, in third base. I don't think they made any change of that. I don't know yet. It never came up. They always question everything. You know, did he come in before the ball got there? But I think they didn't have him four outfielders. Don't get me. I tried to ask somebody. Baseball has never had four outfielders. They might have did it in Babe Ruth when they had all kinds of ruse. You know, I was watching a TV show the other day, Gunsmoke, and they was practicing baseball, which. I didn't think they had baseball back in 1865 when, you know, the old cowboy movies. They was out there hitting baseball, throwing rocks. They used rocks as baseballs and fighting with the guns and everything. And they said, oh, this would be, you need a referee. So they got Gunsmoke, the guy plays Gunsmoke. I'll be your referee and stuff like that. And they start shooting everything. And they said, if y'all going to fight him, let's go somewhere else and have the fights. And that tickled me to death. This was about 2 weeks ago I heard that. And I almost died laughing about baseball. I let it. That's my answer.
So, baseball's changed a lot in that way. And like you pitching, say, not always for the better, maybe.
No, and pitchers come in, they come in and pitch one in, or then they get taken out, and then they started the last month or so before season's over. They say, well, we're going to bring in the relief pitchers for one inning and maybe two innings. Then the starting pitcher would come in, and I don't get it. If somebody could tell me how it's coming back, they shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's only certain pitchers, too, like Matt Gibson. Some guys came up at Toronto, Tampa, started that stuff.
Yeah.
And I just said, I can't believe it. I did ask Rance. He said, I think that's going to do it this year. Well, if they do, they leave me out, because I don't know a starter from a reliever. I just talked to Stigman, and he says, we didn't have, when you knew me back in the late 50s, we didn't have a reliever, but we had somebody, a starter, come in if you're getting, you know, hammered. And we didn't have what you call a certain pitcher. So I said, okay, that's what they want. It ain't going to change. Somebody said, well, maybe the old timers who talked to me, and they said, Wayne, maybe they'll change it. If it gets worse, I mean, it ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. So they're going to start having balls and strikes. You know. I said, well, they said they want to get it right. Well, to get it right, you're going to have to go all the way. You know, you got to do balls and strikes or wells, blocking home play. Could mean something, a run or something. If you play the infield, and make sure you touch first base, right, or second base, you got to slide it. You got to hit four outfielders. Why won't you just put eight outfielders out there and hope them to hit all fly balls?
Yeah.
But it ain't going to change. The managers can't argue, you know.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. I mean, I don't care if he's right or wrong or not like that. That's how you've seen a lot of managers 20 years ago. So it ain't going to change. I mean, you're out of the game. As soon as you take one step out, you're gone anyway. So people like to, if you're going to delay the game, what gives a delay in the game? A machine or a manager and umpire, at least that's what fans pay money to see the manager argue with the umpire. Even though they can't get it right, but at least it's kind of fun, you know.
Yeah. People enjoyed that. I did.
You like your Billy Martins, your Cal Irmas, other managers. They knew they may scream and holler and get thrown out of the game, but they got their say so in, you know.
Yep. I mean.
And they know they ain't gonna change it. But they do it. I won't say maybe it is to entertain the folks. And then again, maybe they think they're going to change it, but they can't change it. I ain't seen yet an umpire change it, except a home run. If it's hit down left field line, and it could be an inch fair or foul. You can't judge that for it. But most of the fans and most of the umpires, I'm not saying they're perfect, but maybe 95% of it was accurately. They might have missed it, but that's just part of the game, you know.
Yeah. You know, I watch some of the replays that they show on different plays, and, you know, I'm surprised that umpires get it right as often as they do because, you know, they have to call it right when it's happening. Yeah. And they're watching the ball coming in and whether the guy's, you know, foot's on the base and whatnot. And you know, it's amazing how many times they're right.
I mean, even baseball admitted, and I agree with it, we shouldn't have no 3.5 to 4 hour game. It's 2-1 or 3-1 because it's been more. And the replays, it's good if they're going to do it right. But they don't have to say, if these umpires can't get it right, it's right in front of their face, right?
Yep.
And by the time you call New York and they got to do this, do that, they say it's supposed to be done in 2 minutes or something. But sometimes it lasts 4 minutes. I know four minutes don't mean anything. If that comes every inning, 4 minutes, that's 8 minutes, top half, bottom half. Time you get through, it's almost out. I've been through in 60 years where a pitcher pitches, and the game's over in two hours and 10 minutes at the most. Sometimes you'd be surprised at how many games I've seen where it's an hour and 45 to an hour and 60 minutes.
Yeah. Yep, now under 2 hours.
When you turn the game on now, you might as well go with a 3.5 to 4 hour ball game.
Yep. Yeah, I guess nowadays if I, you know, am catching a game late and I look at the time, I say, well, if the 3.5 hours hasn't passed, the game's probably still going on.
That's what I say about these, not raining, but they hold the game up. You know,
delays.
They call it, not call the game, but they say 5 o'clock, they go to, excuse me. They go in the manager's office and say, there's rain coming at 7, so we're gonna wait and start at 9, we'll find out where the rain is. And then it don't come. And then when you start to play, here comes the rain at 9 o'clock. And then some games gets over at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's not a good thing for anybody.
I mean, I played baseball when it's raining. Sure, we could have stopped the game, but like the umpire always told me, once this game starts, come hell or high water, we're playing. You know, it might start off with light, but you know, it might get heavier, it might not. You know, you just got to go by with it.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Only person knows is Jesus Christ.
Yep.
If you're playing bad, you better hope he plays, rains it all night.
Yeah. What about the umpires? Do you think the umpires have changed over the years?
Yeah, because ever since I was growing up, seeing these umpires, knowing these umpires personally, who I thought would, you know, become big league umpires, and they call good games in Double A and Triple A, but and I've talked to several guys, and some of them made it, some of them didn't, but some of the guys I talked to, it ain't what you know, it's who you know, and you gotta be, because you can't say the size is because that's against the, not baseball rules, anybody's rules, you know.
Yeah.
Is they want somebody, you know, 6'2", you know, lean over the plate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I've seen umpires, who's my size, I'm 5'6", they might be, you know, 5'8", 5'9". Who calls a good? Nobody calls a good, perfect game. I ain't seen it yet. You can ask 50 people, do they call them right? And you say, no, he missed a play now and then. And I wouldn't say the umpires are better than that. Is now they go to school to be an, you don't have to go to school, you could be bagging groceries today and decide, oh, I'm gonna be an umpire. And they learn the rules by just going through exercise and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a game, you know, after either fail the test or pass the test, but that don't mean one game ain't gonna make you an umpire, you know.
Yeah.
I don't say, but you know what I mean.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And sometimes they won, and I'm not protecting them. Sometimes they think the game belongs to the umpires. But, you know, we're going to throw this guy out, and
yep.
they make a show of it, you know. And, you know what I mean?
But nobody pays to come in and see the umpires.
No, right.
They come
they're,
in
they're,
and
they're
see
part,
the players.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They make these funny calls and thinking, oh, they're looking at me on TV or something
yep.
like that. And they're good guys. I had a couple of umpires. I even told you about the time that happened about 15 years ago. And he umpired in, when I knew he was in Double A, but a good umpire. But it's one of them kind of games where I only had a dozen baseballs. The ball shoe has all the balls down in Minnesota for some. So I got one or two dozen baseballs. And big leagues, every time they hit the dirt, they throw it out. Well, they did that in Double A sometimes, not that bad. But I keep throwing the ball. He stopped over, he said, Wayne, look here, Pimp Squeak. And he kept calling me Pimp Squeak. Don't, when I throw a ball out, you keep it out. I tried to explain to him, he says, I said, wait a minute, don't call me Pimp Squeak. You call me everything in the world you want to, but don't call me Pimp Squeak. And I said, if I see you in the big leagues, I'll do something to you that you don't like. And so about 2 years later, I went with TK, we went over to Melbourne, which we always, you know, did when I was growing up. I just want to see the old field. I go in there, some guy tucks me on the back of the shoulder. I didn't know who it was. I turned around and see the umpire that I told you about. He says, Wayne, guess what? I'm in the big leagues. Now you're gonna do what you told me to? I said, you got, and there, he's been up there at least 20 years. And every time he was umpiring second base in the last 10 years, he would tell Dozier, tell Wayne he still owes me something. And even this year, he keep telling, he told Joe Mal where we sit standing, and when he hit a double, he says, hey Joe, tell Wayne he still owes me something. And I go down and tell him, and I told the guy, I said, so you mind if I put that on the story? And I said, yeah, but don't use no cuss words. I said, okay, I won't.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did I tell you about, I did tell Rance, the first year I joined the organization, 1963, when I started this funny stuff that goes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we used to have a fight, not a real fight, but you know, a bunch of bull crap going on, and me and Joe McCabe, a catcher, and one tall pitcher about 6 foot, he passed away, he's about 6'5". I can't even think of his name right now, he passed
Don,
away.
Don Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He got better vision than I did sometimes. But, you know, I can't remember everybody, but I knew who it was. We started fighting and wrestling, stuff going on after the game. So this senator of the state of Texas, he said, I'm gonna get a ring, have a ring made up, and have you and Don Williams have like a wrestling match. And I said, yeah. And he was, Don Williams, he was going by the rules, you know, picking you up. Now he was...
Give you a body slam?
He had weighed at least 220, of course. 220 ain't nothing, you know, not like real wrestling. So I go out there with two girls, two good-looking girls, and I get in the ring, and he comes up on a donkey, and we start wrestling, or, you know, doing some odds, and then he picks me up, body slam me. And it was true. It was real. I mean, I was hurt for a week. And I laughed, but it wasn't funny. But it was so, it was funny. It was funny when it started, you know, playing around. That's how we have funny, you know, you hear about fights in the clubhouse. And, you know, we have a good fight, you know, playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Williams, he was kind of going to punch me. So Joe McCabe was the catcher, you know, holding me back. So I used to duck. I get down and hit Joe McCabe right now. We all didn't like, we liked Joe, but you know, he was kind of smart at it. So whenever Joe wanted to get in this kind of discussion, and he always jumps on me, you know, he wanted to be the good guy.
Yeah.
But when I, you know, stoop down, he hit down there then. Because they wasn't really mad at themselves, but Joe was kind of guy, you know.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the big man of the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And so everybody else said, we'll get you. And then when I ducked, he hit Joe McCabe.
Yep.